Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up, hey.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Thursday Show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, everybody. You could be anywhere in the whole world, but you're here. We're very grateful for that. Let's go around the room. You can catch this next person on the stage or the golf course with me. And Sam Houston State is where he earned his college degree. Here he is, our video producer. Eddie, everybody.
Guys, Lunchbox is up to something shady. I heard him in the hallway on the phone. I'm like, what is he doing? He was saying, look, don't worry. I filed your taxes on time. You should have gotten a confirmation email.
What?
So is he doing people's taxes? I need to hear from him because I didn't
like
ask
the context on this. Lunchbox?
Yeah, I mean, I've had people reach out to me and ask if I could help them. And so there were...
You?
Yeah.
What kind of people?
Brother, sister...
They want you to do their taxes?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they are impressed with my ways and they're busy. I mean, they have kids and they didn't have time. And they,
your ways of getting refunds?
Yeah. Oh. And maybe a couple people on Instagram asked me.
Are they paying you?
Yep.
What?
You're taking people's money to get them bigger refunds?
8%.
There is no way that's real.
8% of the refund?
Yeah.
Huh.
So the more money I make them, the more money I make. I'm sort of like an agent.
Sort of, but I feel like what you're doing, you're not an expert in.
Some would disagree.
Don't you need to be like a certified accountant or something?
You don't have to.
No, you don't have to be because you can do your own, like TurboTax or whatever.
Yeah. I just think it's like a bonus. Like if you're a certified public accountant.
I don't know if it's a bonus. I think it's probably safer.
Like people feel
you're
more
doing people's taxes?
Just a few. Less than 10.
I knew it.
What was he saying in the hallway?
Just that. He would say, like, I promise I did it on time. And then he would wait. And then he'd say, you should have gotten an email. Like, it should be there somewhere. That's all I heard.
I was telling him, check their spam. Maybe I went to their spam box.
That's wild.
Because I did make sure I file on time.
That's wild. Okay, next person. Lunchbox. The next person called a doctor to see how much it would cost to get Eddie a Brazilian butt lift. All because Eddie said he'd get one if someone bought it for him as a gift. Here he is. Lunchbox, everybody.
I'm worried my house is about to explode. I don't know what happened, but in the last week or so, like every time I turn on the shower, I turn on the sink, it sounds like the pipe. And here, listen, tell me. I don't know.
What?
Do you know where all your kids are?
That's the noise coming. No,
like
no.
One's in a wall.
No.
Somebody's playing the drums.
No.
It's like,
my kids are now, my 4-year-old has convinced my 3-year-old that there's a monster in the wall.
The haunted doll.
Oh,
it's back.
I don't know what that is, but it is really annoying.
Play that again. Bro, that's weird.
Yeah, that's inside my walls.
Are you going to call somebody to come listen to it?
Well, I mean, I don't know who to call, though.
Paranormal.
person?
Ghost hunters?
Maybe a listener can hear this that works as a plumber or something.
Okay. And someone can tell me what I can do to fix that.
If you can't get through, leave a voicemail for Lunchbox. 877-77-BOBBY. Maybe some air stuck. Like, you're turning it.
But that's a perfect beat.
It's not a perfect beat.
No, it's not a perfect beat.
Not a perfect beat. Yeah, you're right. All right, next up. This next person was recently embarrassed when she was mistaken as my wife's mom, and it wasn't easy for her to stay calm. Here she is, Amy, everybody.
So I saw that some psychologists are recommending present-free birthdays for kids. And my daughter, she turned 16 earlier this week, but her party is tomorrow night. And I'm like, oh, maybe we just tell her friends, like, don't worry about presents.
You better run that by her first.
Yeah.
Well, I did.
It needs to be her idea, actually.
Yeah, I did. She's not about it, but I just thought it was very interesting, the reasoning behind it. And it takes the stress off the parents. Oftentimes, especially the women, we are the ones in charge of finding the gift for the party we're going to, wrapping it, making sure it's there. And then also on the receiving end, a lot of times you get a bunch of gifts and you have to make space for them. And it's normally...
Yeah, it's awesome.
I agree. It. But kids, toys, all the things. And then you're like trying to find a place...
It sounds a lot about you, not your daughter.
Well, this and it's is her why birthday. Psychologists are saying it makes it
we'll
easier.
Remember that for your birthday when it comes up? But for her, I think, as
okay,
a kid...
Okay, well, regarding the kids, they said that too many gifts for children or too many things is developmentally... not good for a child. So it says here.
Huh. I think you're just looking for a reason to
and
not.
And parents should be focused on making memories with their kids,
man,
not presents.
I agree, absolutely. But I would, if I was a birthday, my mom was like, no presents for you, which is a general rule, I'd be sad. I didn't get a lot of presents, but still, I got a couple.
And if you have
but
friends
you,
coming,
you
they are the
to
gift.
It. No birthday, Christmas, too, while we're at it.
But do you see what I mean? Your friends coming, that's the gift.
That's
your
a terrible
friendship.
Gift. No. I get that gift all the time. It ain't that fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck with that. Ray, let's go.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he's in the radio hall. That means he's funnier than them all. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. Woo. Now look here. I have this tub. This is a tub of pickleballs.
Oh, those are pickleballs?
They're basically large wiffle balls. I'm playing a pickleball tournament next week, I think. I'm playing Dirks.
Wow. Are you ready?
No. I mean, I play, but not enough. So here is a very expensive pickleball bag.
Ooh.
One.
Look at that.
Here is two paddles. So each person will get a paddle here. But I don't know who to give what, because I only have so many things. So.
You can break up the balls.
The balls, that's absolutely. So right? This is all the pickleball stuff that was sent to my house by Andy Roddick. He's a friend. He knew not to send it to the studio because somebody would just stolen it and take it home. But the only thing...
Oh.
One team paddles the Dallas Cowboys paddle.
Look at that.
Now, do I give it to Eddie or do you guys want to compete for it?
What are you talking about? No, that's
even
that's
the Dallas Cowboys.
No, I even have a hat on right now.
Oh, yeah. That's his favorite team.
Okay, Eddie, you get the pickleball paddle here. Go pickle it up.
Dang.
Get at it. I'm planning a pickleball tournament. It's the 9th. That's that next week.
Oh, that's coming up.
Yeah, it's me and Chris Lane against Dierks Bentley and one of his players. Now, I guess it's the week after next. 2 weeks. So you're all, I'll put it up on my Instagram story. Anybody local can come. It's for charity. It's for Make-A-Wish. And we're probably going to get dominated and embarrassed. But I'm going to show up, and I'm going to act injured right before it's over. All right, let's get going here. We're idiots. I made a mistake last night where my wife cooked, and, man, she makes the absolute best steak. And she doesn't do any sort of steak sauce. There's something called ghee. I don't even know what ghee is.
Clarified butter. Butter.
What is it?
Clarified butter.
What's clarified mean?
I don't know.
Clear.
But I use it.
but is it like a healthier
easier.
Butter?
Some people say that the ghee is what that coffee butter guy says to put in your coffee because there's something about it. Yes.
Well, I don't know what ghee is, but it's the only ever time that I've not wanted steak sauce on a steak. And what she makes and how she makes it is the absolute best steak I ever had in my life. And so she's like, hey, made steak. I came in a little later. She's cooking it. She's done cooking. She made steak. She cooks on a pan too. And so I was like, cool. So I went and put the steak on. But she made some sweet potatoes and some green beans. Super healthy.
Nice.
And I go and I eat the whole thing. And she comes back and she was like, hey, did you leave me any steak? And I was like, what do you mean? It was a massive steak. It's supposed to be for both of us. I ate the whole thing. I didn't know.
Funny.
I didn't know. I thought it was, she said steak. But it was massive. And she goes, that was like a whole cow. And I was like, I know. And that's a compliment to you because I ate the whole thing. But that was her dinner, yeah.
So it's the dairy part of the butter is removed from...
So it is a healthier...
So if you want to avoid lactose.
A lot of dairy messes up my stomach.
Right. So yeah, there
okay,
you go.
Okay, Gee rocks. Only Gee I think of William McGee. Yeah. He played for the Cardinals and the Mets. Yeah. That's the only Gee I know. I think of William McGee every time that I eat the Gee.
You play for the A's too? I remember that baseball card.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly, but that's what's up, and this is the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, whoa, Bobby Bones. My girlfriend was transferred for her job about 4 months ago. We've been doing the long distance thing, but now I feel like we're struggling to maintain our connection. I love her very much and want this to work. What can I do to keep the spark alive and ensure that our relationship remains strong despite the distance? Signed, long distance, Logan. So the first thing you have to do in a long distance relationship is either find the end where that is the goal, how you can get back together, or set a goal to set a goal. You just can't openly live a long distance relationship for long. If it's brand new, I get it. You're going to try to experiment. In the end, you just get bored and it doesn't work unless you set that point. Now, you don't really say anything about that here. I'm assuming since she was transferred, you were together at one point and you plan on getting together again. So the first thing I would say, something that makes a goal attainable, is knowing that you can actually reach that goal. So if the goal is you want to be back together, well, our goal is December 31st, 2024, we're going to be living together. We're going to figure out a way to make it happen. Now, that ain't like sending naked pictures, but it's a different way to be connected. Like, you have to have a goal so you're both working towards something because you want to be back together. That's number one. Number two, like I mentioned earlier, naked pictures.
Those help.
That's a way, right? Because you're not with them. Sure. Obviously, FaceTimes, but those get boring. And it's like you're talking about the same crap all the time. Which you do at home, too, but it's different because you got to be on your phone and hold it there in front of you.
Because can't, like, watch a movie with them? Like, both on FaceTime? Like,
sure,
start now.
You can. You can do all of that.
Shows, yeah, that's cool.
You can do all of that, but it's just not the same. So what I'm going to say is this. Set your goal on how you want it to end, or set a goal to set a goal on how you want it to end. You may have to show some stuff on camera. But here's the thing about it. Girls don't really want to see that stuff. Only guys do.
Right.
Because girls are smart and they're not cavemen like us guys.
So we
is that right, Amy?
We need to see butts.
What? Yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely a difference.
Yes. Okay. And then also surprises. Surprise her and show up and not tell her. That can also get you in trouble with another dude.
Ooh, I've seen that TikTok.
But I don't think she is. Or send her flowers. Surprises.
Yeah, being really intentional.
Surprises. So long distance is hard. That's why most times it doesn't work. My wife and I were long distance for a little bit. She's flying back and forth all the time from California to here. I didn't really fly out there. I went out there a couple times for work, but it was a busy time. Now I think back, I was kind of a turd.
Yeah.
But that's how to make it work. You have to just survive. Long distance relationship is just surviving until you're not long anymore. So whatever it takes to survive, boom. That's how to do it. Survive. Set a goal on how long you have to survive. The end.
I feel like you used to have something like you called the long distance burger or
something.
Well,
that's what that is. You have to have an end.
Yeah.
The burger?
Well, the bread is you have to kind of have spent time together at the beginning, get to know each other more than just like meet in Tallahassee on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I met you at an ice cream place. Let's be dating. You have to have like some sort of base, and then the meat is the time. But you got to have that other bond too, which is the goal, which is how to get back together. It's hard. Most don't work out. Logan, yours is going to work out because I just gave you the best advice possible.
Woo.
That's it.
Good luck, Logan.
It probably ain't right for you, Logan. It's long distance, but you know what? Whatever. I hope it does work out for you.
Yours worked out for you.
Absolutely.
Mine too. I was long distance for a long time.
How long though?
2 years.
No, distance.
2 years. Oh, distance? Austin, Houston.
That's not
3 hours.
Hey, that is not that far.
That's, you can be there and back same day.
Okay. Maybe a little difference, but it lasted though.
It did. But did you guys have a goal to get together at some point?
Yeah, absolutely.
And did you?
We definitely did. Okay. We had all the hamburger stuff.
Amen. Well, hey, what that means.
And the pictures.
Hey, and the pickles.
You know what I mean? We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I know how this is going to end. I thought it was ridiculous when Eddie brought it up. Eddie ordered pizza. The pizza came and it wasn't cut. So Eddie's like, I think I deserve a new pizza. I could call and be like, we should get a free pizza because it wasn't cut.
It's inconvenience for me.
But that doesn't, that doesn't deserve free pizza.
I was just asking.
Okay. So Lunchbox went and called a pizza place.
Called the pizza place.
Do you know the one?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one you called?
He gave me the address.
Oh, you went to the specific store.
Well, no, I called it. I didn't go because...
Yeah, but you called the specific one.
Yeah.
Okay. So then you said what?
I just said, hey, man, I got a pizza from you guys, and it wasn't cut. Like, do I deserve a free pizza?
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Pizza, how can I help you?
Okay, I got a question for you. So I got a large pepperoni and mushroom from you the other day, and I opened up the box, and the pizza wasn't cut. Like, it was just one big old pie.
Okay.
So my question is, does that mean I get a free pizza the next time I come in?
You would have gotten the pizza that you paid for. You would have brought back the other one. We could have remade the pie and made sure that it was cut.
Okay, so, all right. So I'm out of luck. I just, no free pizza. Just you would have remade it and cut it.
I would have remade it.
Okay. All right, man. Well, thank you so much. Have a great day.
He didn't say bye.
Wow.
That was it.
A little anticlimactic there.
So do I keep the old pizza if he remakes a pizza?
No, you would have to bring that back.
You switch it out.
Oh. And you switch it out.
No, because that would be getting a free one if you go back with the old one.
But I'm sure they let you keep it. They're just going to have to throw it out anyway.
No, they'll probably put it back in the oven and then cut it real quick.
Oh, I thought they said they're remaking.
The same pizza?
Okay. Yeah. Do you want to hear another Lunchbox call?
Mm-hmm. I guess.
Yes or no?
Same theme?
No.
Okay.
Nico Jackson strikes again.
Oh, yeah. I like these.
He wrote it out. Nico Jackson strikes again.
Okay. I love it.
So what's Nico doing?
Well,
okay, no, be you for a second. Before you get into the Nico character, go ahead.
So the listener called in and on the voicemail said he saw me turning in a golf club at the golf course, that it wasn't mine, and I had audio of me turning in the golf club, so I called the news. But I was Nico Jackson when I called the news because I saw this fella. He turned in a golf club, and the place didn't even reward him. And he should be notified on the news that he did a great job.
So this is you trying to get on the news again?
Yeah, trying to get this person on the news. The random Good Samaritan.
That Nico saw.
That Nico saw. To you. Well, I don't know.
You do know, because...
It was me.
Yeah. And to our listeners, explain who Nico Jackson is.
Nico Jackson's an older fella. He usually sometimes walks with a cane. He takes life slowly, enjoys the fine time, just looking at the leaves and the birds. And
I love
he's
fine
in no
time.
Rush.
The leaves and the birds.
Okay, here is Nico Jackson. Again, Nico Jackson strikes again.
Newsroom, this is... Can I help you?
Yes, this is Nico Jackson, and I'm just calling in a tip. I saw a Good Samaritan out in society, and I thought the news needed to know about it.
Well, that sounds lovely. What did you see?
I was going into the clubhouse to get some water after my 9 holes, and there was a young gentleman, and he was returning a golf club. But the sad part is, they didn't even give him a reward. Here, listen to him. I actually got audio of him in the clubhouse.
I found this on hole number 8. I don't know what my reward is. Golf for life for free, range balls for free, but I am here to accept whatever it is.
High five.
And I'm a hero.
You are a hero.
But it's not golf for life or anything for free?
No. But you have my admiration.
All right.
Didn't you think that was amazing?
Well, I think it was very nice that he returned something that didn't belong to him.
Yeah, but I mean, he did something that most people wouldn't do, and I just think it needs to be recognized on the news. You know what I'm saying? I think you should interview that guy.
Well, now, do you know his name?
No, I didn't get his name. I just know that he was wearing a blue shirt and a white hat, and I figure you would go to the golf course, and they would maybe be able to tell you.
Well, that might be a little hard to track down. I think we're going to have to pass on that story. But
you have a wonderful day, and I'll be watching for it on 5 o'clock news tonight.
Well, okay. We're not going to do that, though.
I'll tune in. I hope it's the lead story.
Well, fingers crossed.
Why didn't you say your name?
That was your chance.
That was an opportunity to be like, I think his name was...
I remember his
Lunchbox
name.
Lunchbox, now that he's on his shirt.
Oh, I was thinking more as like an investigative, like, who done it? Like, they go to the news, like, we're trying to find
this. You're making it harder on them.
Yeah.
You got to make it easier on them. Oh. They probably weren't going to do it anyway, but...
Because I thought it'd be a cool segment, like, oh, there was this great Samaritan out at the golf course. We're trying to track him down.
Not even a great Samaritan.
You know how they do those news stories where they do that
sometimes,
kind of thing?
Yeah. I don't think they're going to track down a golf club brought back, though. But you should. That was your shot to at least say your name. Because if you'd have said, I think his name was Lunchbox, and he did something on the radio for the Billy Bone Show.
A little fishy, though, that he had audio.
Yeah, definitely. I was going to get to that next. It was like Inception. It was him giving audio of him, but not as him.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah. I record everything I do.
right before he hit the audio, he was going out of character a
little
bit.
Yeah, he was fading a little bit.
Early on, so we got to keep it strong.
Sometimes you start thinking about playing the clip and you start losing your voice and you get your wires crossed, you know?
There's a
that
lot
happens to us older folks.
It does. Well, it didn't work out. No news, but you had a little window there.
Dang.
You just didn't go for it. All right, that's sad.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
There are some tough times going on for Johnny and Courtney Gazoo out of Pensacola, Florida. They live with Courtney's mom. Courtney's mom has a car, but they've all three been sharing one car. Well, this automotive shop nearby heard about them, so they said, you know what? Let's just get them a free car. They're called Step One Automotive. They hooked them up with a brand new car, but this is how it happened. They picked them up in a limo. They drove into the automotive shop. There was a red carpet there, and here's your new car.
Dang.
Amazing. So Johnny's been trying to get to school. He's doing summer classes, trying to get a degree. And he says, this is going to be awesome for me to get to my classes. He's trying to get that computer programming degree.
Nice.
I'd be like, why are we? Oh, we're in a limo. Okay, cool. Okay. Why are we taking a limo to an auto shop?
Yeah, and that red carpet.
Wait, what? Is this a movie premiere? That's all my emotion will be twisted there.
Yeah, they gave me a car.
Step One Automotive. Great by you. That's all. I mean, it changed their life. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here's a voicemail we got from Chris in Pittsburgh.
Kind of sounds like Eddie's getting a little cold or something. Wanted to know if you think that's from when Lunchbox hacked up a loogie on Eddie during the Tell Me Something Good. Wanted to see what you guys thought about that.
Well, it's funny that he says this because Lunchbox also has come in with a little something of his own regarding the same thing. Because the big controversy, and it's not that controversial, but Lunchbox comes in sick a lot. And I'm like, hey, you can work from a different studio. You can work. We can move you here. But everybody sits so closely that everybody gets sick. Like, I got COVID from Lunchbox. I got some sort of from Eddie gets stuff.
All the time.
I see right you got like, Scoops got pink eye or something.
Yeah, I got pink eye, and then I had like a little sore throat thing going on.
Right after.
Immediately after.
Yeah. That being said, Lunchbox would like to say something, especially about Eddie. Go ahead, Lunchbox.
Yeah, Eddie sounds like crap. He needs to be in the other studio. He sounds disgusting. He's gross. He has germs. Get him out of here. Let's take a vote. We took a vote for me. He sounds terrible. We got audio.
Do you have audio? You brought it with you?
Okay,
yeah,
we brought audio.
Is it going to be gross? Too gross for breakfast, people?
Did I cough?
Here we go.
Don't get mad at them for doing something.
What?
That's
it?
That's
Wait, what?
That sounds normal.
No, it does
Do you have
not.
More, Ray? How many clips do you have?
One more.
Okay.
January 1st, that if I get a sonic blast, I'm going to finish the whole thing. I've never been able to do it. He said, I finally finished the entire sonic blast.
He sounds gross. He has stuff in his throat.
I didn't cough or anything.
No, it's not
you
about...
You sound as healthy as a horse, buddy.
I don't hear it.
So if you don't cough, you're not sick?
I didn't hear the sick thing.
The guy even said he sounds sick.
But he said he got it from you.
Here's
a new rule. There will be an illness chair in this studio.
A what?
Well, an illness chair. Illness mic. Whatever you want to call it.
Oh, boy.
And if you're sick and you still want to come in, we will sit you on the stage and you'll be in the same room. You'll just be at a different place, not with everybody.
Get him over there.
I don't feel like Eddie's sick, but if he's sick, he got it from you.
No. He had that before I even coughed.
I don't hear that, though.
He's like,
Ray, will you play that first clip again?
Don't get mad at them for doing something.
Oh, it's all up in his nose and throat. You
hear
it
something, like nasally, but yeah.
Thank you, Amy.
No,
extra nasally.
Extra nasally. He just admitted it.
Yeah, but that happens. I have congestion. That's not sick.
Okay. Well, here's the thing.
I do remember the loogie. That landed on my face.
Then when he spit on you?
Yes.
Here's what we're going to do. For now on, if somebody is sick, you're not being punished. Everybody else is just being saved. So we will put the chair on stage. We'll put a stick mic there, and you will work from the illness chair. First of all, I want you to come in. If you're sick, you don't have to. I definitely don't demand it. But you'll work from the illness chair if the whole room raises their hand and goes, they're sick. You want to take a vote now on Eddie?
Of course.
All right, raise your hand if you think Eddie is so sick he needs to sit in the illness chair.
Me.
One vote?
Of course.
There's six of us in
you
here.
You guys are a bunch of sissies. You'll only vote for me. You'll never put anybody else in there because you guys are scared.
What are we scared of?
What?
Yeah.
I just don't think he sounds sick.
Okay, who thinks Lunchbox just sit in the illness chair right now? No, but not a single hand.
Not now.
Of course.
Because you've got
better. I just called you sissies. Intimidation.
Get better. No, we're not intimidated. So the illness chair exists. If we feel like anybody needs it, they'll sit over there.
Okay.
Everybody good on that?
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't have to leave. You have to work from a different studio. We just want to sit you next to somebody. Thank you, everybody.
Man.
God, tell me about it. The most hilarious thing of the clips of Eddie that I don't hear any him being sick at all.
Good proof, dude.
Your Honor, I'd like to present Exhibit A.
Like, all I want now is a sonic blast.
Yeah. All right, coming up in the next segment, we're going to play What Year Was It? I give you four things. Tell me the year it happened. Also, we're not going to call it the illness chair. That's cruel. We're going to call it the sickness seat.
Wait, what's the difference?
Not really. The alliteration.
Sounds better.
So everybody sits so close where if somebody's sick and contagious and they must be here, you'll just sit in a different chair on the stage.
Huh.
Okay? It's not a shame thing. It's just a sickness thing.
Right.
Or I can put you in a studio in another room.
No, I like the chair.
Okay, yeah, the sickness seat.
Sure.
We move to the seat. And everybody in the room has to unanimously vote that you go to the sickness seat. Deal?
Deal.
Got it.
Okay. It goes for Morgan, too. You guys all sit so close. Morgan, if you're sick and we're like, Morgan shouldn't have come to work, but she's here, you have to sit in the sickness seat.
All right, I'll do it.
Okay. It's not shameful, guys. It just happens to be elevated and isolated.
All right.
All right, what year was it? Comes up in a second. And also, we only have four fingers.
Yeah, that's true.
Or do we have five?
Ooh.
I know, exactly. We'll talk about it next. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly. Right. I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doop, boop, 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 right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Let's play What Year Was It? Here we go.
What year was it?
Everybody now.
What year was it?
Everybody louder. What year did all this stuff happen? The number one country song is from Garth Brooks, Thunder Rolls.
Thunder rolls and the lightning strikes.
The number one pop song is Baby Baby from Amy Grant. Number one pop song, that's crazy. Number one movie is Home Alone with Macaulay Culkin. It made around $500 million. The number one pop culture moment, or one of the big ones. All these shows made their debut in this year. Home Improvement, Step by Step, Dinosaurs, and Rugrats.
Ooh.
They all go on the air for the first time.
Hmm. I think I got it.
There's another one, but I think it gives it away. It's a little Bobby Bones show history.
Oh.
I'll just say this. Somebody was born this year. The same year on the show.
Someone?
Mm-hmm. So Thunder Rolls, Garth Brooks, Amy Grant, Baby Baby, Home Alone comes out, and all those shows, Home Improvement, Step by Step, Dinosaurs, and Rugrats all go on the air. What year do you have? Everybody in?
Okay, I'm in.
Dang it, that threw me off.
The Garth one's the one that's got me.
It's got you in?
I think I know that one specifically.
Amy, we need an answer over there. You in?
Yep.
What do you have?
1991.
Lunchbox?
1991.
Eddie?
1991.
Dang, all you guys went same again, huh?
Come on. Come on.
Mike D was born in this year. It was 1991.
Woo!
You all got it. So no. Does that feel good if you win with everybody else?
I just feel good that I got it.
Yeah, we're not losers.
Do you feel good?
No.
What?
Why?
Because I want to be the only one gloating. I want to be having the celebratory win.
Because you told us about kissing your sister, and it feels like that.
Yeah, it's like when you tie, it's kissing your sister, and it's just not fun.
So what about kissing your dad? Because you do kiss your dad on the lips.
That's true.
That's not fun either. It's just love. I kiss my mom on the lips. Yeah.
For how long?
That long.
A peck?
Yeah. It's a peck. I mean, I'm not sticking my tongue in her mouth.
Thank goodness.
You still kiss your dad on the lips?
Yeah.
If you see him for, like, what, Christmas?
Yeah, anytime I see him.
What if you've seen him 4 days in a row?
No, but even then, I don't care about that. But it's it's just lip to lip, though.
Yeah, it's like, mwah.
He's backing away from the mic because he has to cough.
And he's got to go, mwah.
We're not going to put you in the sickness seat today, don't worry.
No, that's it. It's mwah.
Mwah.
Like,
let's not lose what we're talking about here, guys.
Okay, sorry.
It's him kissing his dad on the lips, which in a lot of countries, that's not even a thing. It's normal.
Yeah.
The lips?
It's not a thing here.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
I just, when Tom Brady kissed his son on the lips, the internet went crazy.
I mean, that was weird.
Yeah.
That video.
Why?
As an older son, yeah.
Well, how old is
he? I'm old.
I know. That's not normal.
I'm 41. I kiss my kids on the lips. Like, that's a way to show love. I agree,
it's a way to show love.
My grandparents, I kissed them on the lips. I don't think it's weird at all.
It's not wrong, but it can be weird. I never kiss a parent on the lips. Amy, you?
No. And if they did, I...
Eddie?
No. I mean, I kiss my 4-year-old on the lips.
Oh.
Not the older ones.
Oh, you guys want to jump on him now?
No,
because he's making fun of me and he's over here doing it.
There's an age deal. Like, if they're teenagers and they want to kiss me on the lips, I'd be like, dude, get away. What are you doing?
What if you're 40? 39, 40.
Exactly.
So why is it okay for your 4-year-old then?
Because he's a baby.
But why
he's not
really
a baby anymore.
Cheek.
You call him a baby,
he's
though.
Still he's still my baby.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, anyway, Lunchbox, good for you. I'm glad you have your traditions.
It's all good.
Oh, boy.
It's all good.
Family, spin the bottle.
And you're right, Bobby. It's not... Lunchbox, you need to know, like, weird is not bad.
Oh, I know.
Weird's not
wrong.
It's just different to us.
I've been called weird my whole life.
Yeah. It just
I don't think it's weird at all. I think you guys are the weird ones.
It's unfamiliar.
Interesting.
It's weird because we're not used to it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you guys are uncomfortable with it.
Another adult man kiss his dad on the lips. It doesn't make me uncomfortable. I just am like, of you of all people, I wouldn't have expected that tradition.
Look, that's what we did when I was a kid. We kept doing it. Not going to change it.
Amen, brother.
Let's go. Show that love. Dad, I'll see you in a couple weeks. Give me a kiss. Fuck her up.
If you really miss each other, do you hold it longer?
Nope.
Oh.
Like when I'm leaving, like when it's goodbye, kiss on the lips.
Yeah, that's weird.
I know. I'm not judging. I'm not being judgmental. It's just I've not seen it.
He wants to go viral. Why doesn't he have a video?
Yes.
That's like, it, but that's it.
Take a video of it.
It's not a sexual thing.
We didn't say it was.
Whoa. Yeah. Nobody said it was.
It's not a viral. It won't go viral.
It will because Tom Brady's went viral because it's just not something people are accustomed to seeing.
Right.
You do the voice that says, this is how I see my dad.
You can say, like, title it, normalize kissing your dad on the lips.
I mean, I guarantee it's normalized already.
It's not.
Okay.
That's what we're
telling
you.
But normal doesn't mean wrong. Let me say it again. Weird, I'm not used to it, but not wrong. Other countries, they do it. And I'd be like, wow, look at that.
They do it in America, too, guys. Tom Brady was in America. I'm in America. We do it here.
But if you wanted to go viral, you could be like, guys, I'm just showing you guys, it's okay to kiss your dad on the lips. And you kiss him on the lips. You're like, we do this every time we greet each other. I promise you that thing's going to get a million views.
Or your mom bathing you? Golly,
oh yeah, he was an adult. Like, his mom, he broke his ankle
in the bath.
Yeah, I had to have surgery.
On some like viral gold.
Well, I can't show me naked.
No,
in the bath.
But you can say, how do you feel about this? This is a picture of me at age 30. What were you?
I'm 41.
No, what were you then?
Oh,
it's probably late 20s.
Yeah, I was like 29.
This is a picture of me at age 29. Find a picture. Who cares if it's even you at 29? Be like, this is me. Now, I broke my ankle. Here's a picture. You got some. This is my mom. she gave me a sponge bath because my ankle couldn't get wet.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so I was in the bath and I had to hang my foot over.
And just be like,
it was one of those deep tubs, so I couldn't, like, it was just awkward.
Your hands are in there with you. You said you could
reach. But my,
you can't wash yourself?
No, like, because your
mom washed him.
Huh.
Like, you're sloped way down to get it way up, and so then, like, it's just hard for me to wash.
No.
Yeah.
But all you have to do is say, hey, my friends think this is kind of weird. Like, this is normal,
it'll
right?
get a million views.
Yeah.
You got two gold mines you're sitting on right now. Pull out some of that money, that investment.
Yeah, man.
You invested your whole life in this. Take some out.
I should.
You should.
Hey, maybe when I see my dad in a couple weeks, I'll give him a kiss and film it for you guys.
Yes.
Please do.
Normalize it. I wish I had a dad that kissed me on the lips. I wish I had a dad.
Yeah. Bobby, you could.
What?
You could.
No, I was.
You can go viral.
You're doing one, you're like kissing nothing.
Yeah, it's a joke. Here's me kissing my dad on the lips. Okay. Moving on quickly. Is a thumb a finger? Yes or no?
No.
I think it is considered a
digit. No, we're not talking science. Is a thumb a finger? Not digit.
No, it's a thumb.
Yes.
Yes, I think the answer is yes.
You say yes?
Oh, yeah. How many fingers do you have?
Four.
No, you have five.
Oh, my. You've never, if you answered that on the question, you would get five fingers.
I've never said that. I've never
you have five fingers. Of course you do. Here's a random question. Is your thumb a finger? 22% of Americans say no, it's not. Okay, here's another one. Are your ears part of your face?
Yes.
They're part of your head.
Ooh, I think they're part of your head.
I say no to the face. Lunchbox, ears part of your face?
No, it's your head.
27% say your ears aren't part of your face. So I'm part of that 27. Yeah. And then your shoulder, is it part of your arm?
Yes,
absolutely. That's your arm.
It's not your shoulder.
It connects.
Yeah, because if you were to cut your arm off, your shoulder would be on it.
No, you wouldn't.
Oh, that's interesting. If you cut your arm off, your shoulder's still there.
Yeah, your shoulder's still there.
No,
so it's not part
I would cut my arm off from here down, and that's my shoulder.
No, that's not cutting your arm off. Yeah, if someone said cut your arm off, you wouldn't go under the pit. You would not go under the pit. That's a lie. You know, you cut up from right here at the bicep, the tricep
I don't
area.
Like
you?
The word.
Be honest.
Pit,
hey, pit.
No. Why does that word bother me so much?
Like a barbecue pit?
Aren't those the weirdest questions, though, that I never thought about? Is your thumb a finger? Of course it is. You have five fingers, right?
Right. But I mean, I didn't know if your
ears, not face, head, not close enough to the face. And then shoulder, not arm. Shoulder's connected to the arm, but not arm. Amy's like, if I cut my arm off, and she goes deep into her pit up to her neck. Yeah, right.
I did.
Yeah, right. This is Ian in Nashville who sent us this voicemail.
I just need a little help with like a good Nashville, like third or fourth date idea. I've been dating this girl. I've been dating a lot. But this one feels a little different. So I'm trying to go the extra mile. Something that's the next step, but not too far. Just looking for some ideas around the room. So any help, that would be great. Thank you.
I don't even think it's a Nashville thing, but the third or fourth date, especially if you feel like it could be something, is not really when you go the extra mile, because a little bit the shine has to not come off, but you're starting to get more into reality where you're getting to know the person and even some of the things that may not be their representative. Chris Rock has a joke, when you first start dating, you just meet each other's representative, the best version of themselves, the person's representing the person.
Yeah.
So the representative starts to go away a little bit by date four. You're not, so
really?
It's...
Really? Date four?
Huh?
I can hold on to that representative for a little bit longer, right?
You can, but I think it starts to finally crack a little bit. So I think you do something that you invest some time in, where you have some time to expand, even if this is super cliche and this is not it, but like hanging out in a park, because it forces you guys to have to talk and there's not a dinner to distract you or to lean into. So, but it's something where there's some space.
Ooh, a picnic.
Anything like that doesn't cost. You can't keep the shine up, because then the shine will be expected. The shine meaning you're acting super funny, you're spending a bunch of money on first dates. Like, let's start to somewhat become normal and do normal things. So
what
I
about
think,
like a hike?
Great. I think date four is when you start to do kind of a normal thing.
When do you go on vacation together?
Most.
Two. I mean, day two.
Yeah.
Some people. Super. Yeah. But yeah, don't put too much pressure on yourself, Ian. That's what's going to get you in trouble, honestly. That putting pressure to a certain date to be that, that's where you lose. You put a bunch of pressure and you set unrealistic standards and expectations. So just go do something like a hike, and it's a great idea. Here is Lily, who is 8 years old from Chesapeake, Virginia.
One video. Have a morning corny for Amy. Why do golfers have to bring an extra pair of socks? They might get a hole in one.
Wow, with a rim shot and a jingle.
Let's go.
Because they may get a hole in one. That's good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's
Amy's pile of stories.
So someone shared a hack for when they forget someone's name, and I'm not quite sure this would work, but we all get put in that situation where you know you should know someone's name and you don't know what to do. Do you have a plan for that?
Yeah, I just call them, hey, forever.
Hey, man.
There are people that I don't know their name. I've kept doing this for probably 2 or 3 years. And I'll listen, see if somebody says it. But people don't really call people their name in close proximity. You call them their name if you're yelling at them from afar or if you're introducing someone. So the best thing that I do is have a little sign with my wife where I'm like, I need you to introduce yourself to them so they say their name back. What gets me sometimes is they think I know them so well that they don't even have to say their name.
Ugh.
So Caitlin will be like, hey, I'm Caitlin. I'm like, oh, it's so nice to meet you. I've heard a lot about you. It's so cool to finally,
ugh,
that's
God,
it.
That,
so that doesn't always work. So no, I don't have a hack. I just don't know people's names.
Well, this one that's going around is you ask them for their name, and then when they say it, you say, I know that. I mean, your full name. Sorry.
That's the stupidest thing ever.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I've heard some stupid stuff. So for example, name. Amy, if I see, I don't know your name, right? I go up and I say, hey, how's it going? Hey. Your name?
Yeah. Oh, Amy. Yeah.
No. I need your first, middle, last name.
That's so dumb.
No, like your full name.
But why would you need my last name?
I would be like, why?
Like you're trying to steal my identity, freaking loser?
I don't know. This was
That's
not a good one.
Going around. Hey, some people it might work. Have you ever heard of a Viking funeral?
Oh, yeah, I know what that is. It's where you put them on the little dill and you throw them out to water.
Oh, that's cool.
And you shoot the arrow, boom, and it lands and it's on fire.
Oh, wow. You knew that. Okay.
Yeah, who doesn't know that?
Yep. So that's exactly having your body sent out to the water on a boat and then set on fire with a flaming arrow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Did you know that?
I did not.
Did you know that?
I've seen that before, yeah.
Did you know that was a Viking funeral?
No, I didn't know what it's called.
I bet you Lunchbox did.
Yeah.
See?
Of course. Saw a movie about it.
Exactly.
Ray Romano's in it. I forget the name of the movie.
Ray Romano's in a movie about Viking funerals?
Yeah, let me think what else.
Interesting.
Everybody loves
Okay, well, a survey asked people what they wanted done with their remains, and the most popular answer was having their ashes scattered somewhere in nature or somewhere
like
special.
About it.
No?
That freaks me out.
The second most popular is having your organs and tissues donated, followed by being buried under a tree.
I don't like this segment.
Bones, I thought you wanted to be stuffed by, like, your desk.
Yeah, I do, but I don't like... I'm hoping this is a simulation and that I don't... Well, right before I die, I, like, whoop, all right, your time's up.
Okay.
And my money I put in, then I come alive back in the real world, and I never die.
Okay.
Well, I bring up the Viking funeral because it made the top 10, and so some people really have that as their preference for when they die. I'm kind of digging the whole, like, bury a tree and then you grow the fruit from the tree. Like, you're...
We're
you
not
know
eating
I'm
the
about?
Apple, though,
You
right?
get put like, into this compost.
How weird.
Yes,
I'm not eating
if
Amy.
If you eat the fruit from Amy.
That's what I think would be cool, is your kids get to now eat from the tree.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like anything. I don't like death. I think about it. I don't like it. I can't imagine.
But this is just kind
of... You close your eyes. That's not black, right? Close your eyes. That's not black that you see.
No.
That's nothing. It's not black. It's nothing. All nothing, except you don't get to even...
What?
Crazy.
I don't understand.
Yeah, exactly.
Why are you doing that? Why are we closing our eyes?
Can I open them now?
You can open them. Okay. Yeah, you're free to go. All right, what else?
Jimmy Allen was on Kelly Clarkson's show, and he was talking about his pre-show rituals, and I think some might be surprised that this is what he sings before shows.
My tender heart can just start to bleed. And if someone needs a makeover, I simply have to take over. I know.
What's you that? Know what that is? That? I want to be popular.
Oh, from Wicked. Witch, yeah.
Oh.
They're doing that movie with Ariana Grande. She's Glinda, I think.
Oh.
I think. And then one of the girls who I was with on American Idol, as she was one of the mentors that came in, is the other one. But I forget them. I forget who's who in that one. But it's good. It's a good play. Or musical, whatever you call that. All right.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, musical. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Deion Sanders, also known as Coach Prime, is the new coach of the University of Colorado Buffalo's football team. Amy, here's the thing with Colorado. They were good for a little bit back in the day. They've been really bad for a long time. They've been real bad. So, Deion Sanders is their head coach. So they have a bunch of good players. They got into the portal. They got a bunch of freshmen. Their spring game was sold out. I mean, it was snowing in their spring game. And that's just basically a practice game. But they're so hype about the Buffaloes now. There were like 60,000 people in the stadium for a spring game, like a scrimmage. Well, so Dion invited a woman who had been a longtime fan, who had been known to go to all the games even when they were losing 11 games a year. Her name was Peggy. She's 98 years old.
Wow. Oh.
So he obviously invited her. She's probably going to come anyway, but he let her kick the ball. You know, the first pitch?
Yeah.
He had her out on the field. She did the opening kick.
That's awesome. So cool.
Now, they didn't run it back or anything because they'd had to get her off the field. But you see, I mean, the stadium's packed. He walks with her out there, and she, 98. The fact that she's just alive at 98 is crazy. And she does the little kick. It didn't go that far, but it wasn't supposed to. But she kicked it. Everybody went crazy. And I don't know. It just made me feel good.
Well, fun fact, my niece goes there, and now I kind of want to go hang out with her for a game and see Dion.
I don't know. You just from afar?
Like,
same coach.
Watch him coach.
Got it.
Not like see, cool. Not like talk to him.
Stop by and say what up.
Hey, you said the story makes you feel good?
Yeah.
What does he say? If you...
Well, if you look good, you play good. If you play good, I forget.
No, I got it. If you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you play good. If you play good, they pay good.
Hey. Good.
No, if you feel good, oh, I don't know.
No, oh, it's boy. If you look good, yeah. You feel good.
I don't remember. I saw it on his wall. I know. I said, I don't remember.
Oh, I really think that I got it right.
Okay. I like that.
You guys might just not have the order right.
No, she may get it right. I said, I don't remember.
Okay. I think that, like, it's like if you look good,
yeah,
like,
if you look
dress
good, you
good.
Feel good. If you feel good, you play good. If you play good, they pay good.
Yeah, that's what Amy
that's
said.
That's what it was on the wall. Yeah. I said, I didn't remember. Both of you guys can get off me.
Oh, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not.
He's my friend. Okay. Okay, thank you. That's an awesome story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I've asked you guys this, and I'm going to keep asking it because I'm about to be married for 2 years, April, May, June, almost 2 years. And my in-laws are awesome. I love them. They're the best. Like, A+ in every way. If it wasn't going to be good, would it not be good by now?
I would think so.
Because the honeymoon period in any relationship, if it's friendship, if it's romantic, if it's in-laws, it lasts for a period of time, but then it starts to, you know, water finds its level. Yeah.
I would wait till you have kids. Then other things start happening.
But that would just be for different circumstances.
Yeah, but then you start seeing some true grandparent colors. You know what I mean?
As of now, I think my in-laws are awesome. I love them. And I keep reading these stories here. And these marriage counselors are like, even if you can't stand them, don't tell your spouse.
Yeah, for sure.
Which I imagine would be hard, though. Because if they're just driving you crazy, be like, I cannot stand. But they say don't ever say it at all because it's something you can't really take back because that's just not something that goes away.
Right.
But I guess I feel so fortunate that I think mine are awesome. Or have I just not gotten to the place yet? Or is it still honeymoon period is what I'm asking. You're Amy, your thought?
I mean, I think you would have seen some stuff by now. You would have seen signs. I mean, your wife's sister has a baby. I don't know if you've seen anything weird with how they act.
Awesome.
With that. Right. And so kids are in the picture. Y'all survived a wedding and there wasn't drama. Like some of my friends.
Survived? It's like the Titanic. She acts like it's the Titanic.
Well, I mean, you
got
you
out of it.
Went through a wedding successfully without the in-laws causing drama.
Lunchbox, what do you think?
It's when the kids come because then they start needling in your business and nagging. And, oh, I don't know if I would do that. We did it this way. Oh, you know, this is a better way to do. Okay, you know what? Just let us be the parents. You be grandma and grandpa. Mm.
That's a very personal emotion coming out of
you. I'm just telling you, that's what happens.
Yeah, does happen.
I wish they'd move closer to
no,
us.
No, you do not.
No.
Yeah.
You say that.
Well, actually, yeah, because you get free babysitting. I will say that right now. Free babysitting would be amazing. We don't have free babysitting, and it sucks. But, I don't know if you want them closer at the same time.
I was like, I would love, I've asked, move from Oklahoma. Come on.
Listen, if they're anything like my parents do, my parents will just show up unannounced.
But I'm okay with that.
No, you're not. No, you're okay the first 5 times.
I feel very fortunate. Thank you, everybody, for being here today. Let's go over now. And we're going to do the investigative corny, but I had a request on my Instagram, which I posted. They wanted to see how many jokes we can get in a row again.
Oh,
just
okay.
For this week, okay?
Let's go.
So we'll have... How much time on the clock, Mike?
90 seconds.
90 seconds on the clock. How many morning cornies can we get in 90 seconds? Amy, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Timer starts when she finishes the joke. Go.
The morning corny.
What's a skeleton's favorite form of measurement?
Inches.
Bone measurement.
Bone depth.
Bone. Marrow.
Skeleton. Bone. Ribs. Femur.
Inches.
Wrist.
Measure foot.
Skull.
A foot.
Feet.
No.
Heel.
Feet was good though.
I mean, yeah.
Foot.
What's a skeleton? A foot. Let's think. Yeah, think of measurements.
Phalanges.
Feet. Inches.
Yards. Miles.
What's a skeleton's favorite form of measurement?
A ruler.
It's Skeleton.
Yardstick.
Okay, fine. What's a dead person?
No, don't give us a hint.
Skeleton.
Dead person.
Rotting.
Skeleton. Where do they live?
Graveyard.
Oh my God, it took us forever to get that. Graveyard. Oh my gosh.
What type of doctor is Dr. Pepper?
Spicy doctor.
Dr. Soda Pepper. Doctor. A hot doctor. Dr. Pepper.
What kind of doctors? Doctors. Cardiologist?
I don't understand.
Pediatrician?
Boy, we brought this back and we're
out of practice.
Rusty.
What kind of doctor is Dr. Pepper? He is a proctologist.
Salty
mixologist.
Salty doctor. Condiment doctor.
Soda doctor.
Soda.
I don't understand.
Sugar. I don't know.
Carbonated doctor.
Carbonated doctor.
Okay, keep going down that.
Caffeinated doctor.
How much time is left? Like, I'm even...
There you go.
We got one. That's terrible.
Not good.
What's the question of that one?
What type of doctor is Dr. Pepper?
What?
A physician.
Physician.
You said carbonated doctor. That's close.
That's what I said. Keep going down that.
Dang.
We went and got graveyard. Lunchbox said grave.
Right.
We suck. That was not good for us.
We're not used to this, man.
You know what? Bright lights were on us and we didn't come through.
No.
We still got one.
So we should still do this?
Why not?
Clear eyes, full hearts,
can't lose.
That's kind of halfway.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah, medium. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. But here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop. Ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. On the phone, it's Katie in Austin. Hey, Katie, how are you?
Hey, Bobby. I'm good. Good morning, studio.
Morning. We're going to give Katie a chance here to win some money. Katie gets to pick one of you, and if you win the feud, the Bobby feud,
ooh,
you can win Katie some. You could win Katie some money if you win. I'm just making up all these rules. I got a fun game here. Katie, who would you like to play for you, Amy, Eddie, or Lunchbox?
Oh, wow. I'm going to go with my favorite, Lunchbox.
Okay, she's picked Lunchbox. So, Lunchbox, if you win, you have a chance to win Katie some money, or you have a chance to win you some money.
Yeah, I don't think she knew the topic. Hey,
that's showbiz, baby.
Because I'm just proud I wrote some songs now.
The category is, what's the greatest 90s country song of all time? Mike, if you'll roll that dice, let's see who goes first in the Bobby feud. The answer is
Eddie
will go first.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Okay. I'm going to run
10
this
answers
one.
On the board. Run the category. Go ahead.
Here we go. Friends in Low Places.
Show me Friends in Low Places from Garth Brooks. Number one answer. Next up, Eddie.
Let me go down my list. Bones, give me Chattahoochee.
Next up, he says, Alan Jackson, Chattahoochee. Show me it. That is correct. From 1992. That's your number three answer. What else you got, Eddie?
Bones, give me Billy Ray Cyrus, Achy Breaky Heart.
Wow.
That's a big one.
Greatest songs of the 90s.
Come on.
Achy Breaky Heart. I loved it.
Come on.
Surprised you would go there. Show me Billy Ray, Achy Breaky Heart.
Yeah!
Number eight.
Achy Breaky Heart. Just don't think you'd understand.
You got 12 points so far, buddy.
Let's see. It gets a little tough here. What about...
Since you're going to run it. Now you're 3 deep.
Well, I have a lot of options. I wrote down a lot of songs. How about Neon Moon, Brooks and Dunn?
Show me Brooks and Dunn, Neon Moon.
Oh, no.
That's incorrect. Let's go over to Amy. Amy, you got 7 answers still on the board. Off the Border, Garth Brooks, Friends in Low Places, Alan Jackson, Chattahoochee, Billy Ray Cyrus, Achy Breaky Heart. We asked our listeners, what's the greatest 90s country song of all time? We have the top 10 here. Amy, your answer.
Okay. So I'm trying to figure out which one am I be. What do I do? Eeny, meeny, miny, Don't Take the Girl.
Show me Tim McGraw, Don't Take the Girl.
I have that one.
Lunchbox, you're in prime spot.
Yeah, huh. I'm good. Strawberry Wine, ding, go.
Show me Dina Carter, Strawberry Wine. Round 2, points are doubled. There are a lot of great songs from the 90s.
A lot of great songs.
Yes, I'm out.
Eddie?
Bones. Did I say Boots, Scoot, and Boogie yet? I don't think
you
I have.
You can't really ask what you've said or what anybody else has said.
I don't think I've said that. So give me Boots, Scoot, and Boogie.
He wants Brooks and Dunn, Boots, Scoot, and Boogie.
Woo!
Come on, baby, let's go, Boots, Scoot.
What number?
That was number 5.
Damn,
10 points.
10 points.
Dang, I should have eeny-miny-miny-mowed that.
Eeny-miny-miny-miny-miny? Is that a new one? New version? Eddie?
Okay, so this is tough because I got Shania, but I don't know what song to pick. So give me Man. I feel like a woman.
Show me Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman. No.
Oh. Okay.
Amy, points are doubled. You have 2, 4, 6, 7, 9, and 10 still on the board. We're looking for the greatest 90s country song of all time.
Amazed.
Lone Star, Amazed. Go to the board.
Oh, man.
That's a good one, Amy.
How many songs do you have written down, Lunchbox?
I have 9 songs written down. I'm down to 3.
Oh, so you have 3 left.
Yeah.
Because they've been saying the ones you had 2 as well.
Yeah.
Got it. All right, well, points are doubled. You can do some... I mean, if you get to 9 or 10, you're back in the game.
Yeah. And, man, I could have missed the pain, but I would have had to miss the dance.
Show me Garth Brooks, The Dance.
What? I don't understand this.
I had that.
Well,
two of the biggest songs, Strawberry Wine.
Points are
dance.
Now tripled.
Oh. They're all big, though.
Tripled. Greatest songs from the 90s. Eddie, you got 22 points right now. But this is the round where somebody can make a huge comeback. Just getting the number 9 or number 10 song.
Or I can seal the deal.
You could seal the deal. Eddie, what do you have?
Bones, we sing it today. Give me Dust on the Bottle.
Show me David Lee Murphy, Dust on the Bottle.
Dust on the bottle.
Eddie, that's the number 10 answer.
That's crazy. That's called sealing the deal, boys.
Let me do the math here, see if you can still lose. 9 times 3 is 27.
Oh, I think so.
7 times 3. Yeah, you can still lose.
I can?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Well, not unless I get this one.
Go ahead.
Hey, Bones, is Meet in the Middle in there?
Show me Diamond Rio, Meet in the Middle.
Oh, it's not in there? Okay.
Mike, we do the math and see if they run the category, what they can get total, because I think they can still win it. Amy, there's 2, 4, 6, 7, and 9 on the board. Points have tripled. What you got?
George Strait, Check Yes or No.
That's good.
George Strait, Check Yes or No. Amy ends the game with 0 points.
Thank you for coming.
Sorry, Amy.
Lunchbox, you can still win if you run it. There's 86 points left on the board.
I got one song written down. I got another couple in my head.
Yeah.
Golly. I'll just go with the one I've written down because I had She's in Love with the Boy. People still sing it today.
They do. Trisha Yearwood, She's in Love with the Boy.
Woo! Hey!
Oh, yeah!
Number six. So that's worth 18 points.
That's good, dude.
Eddie's not feeling threatened right now, you can tell.
Not at all. Not
no,
at all.
I'm not. I wouldn't be either. Jeez. Ugh.
Because he's got nothing, that's it.
He has nothing written down?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I thought you had more in your head. You just said that a minute ago.
Yeah, I got one in my head.
We had two. What happened to the other one?
I had one written down. Did I have two in my head?
Yeah, two in your head.
Well, I have two by the same artist, and it's the Dixie Chicks.
Ooh!
And we'll go Wide Open Spaces.
Oh, that's good.
He threw his paper. He's confident on that one.
That's really good.
Okay.
Oh!
Wow. I mean, I don't get this game.
Well, let's
roll. Dance is like the biggest song of all time.
It's the listeners on Facebook. Get off of me. Number two, George Strait, Karen, You're Love With Me.
I have that, too.
Number four, Reba Fancy.
I have that.
Why did I think that was 80s?
Number seven, Any Man of Mine, Shania Twain.
Dang it.
And number nine from 1996, Heads, Carolina, Tails, California, Jody Messina.
I had two of those.
So that means, no prize for Katie.
Oh, that's not good.
But Eddie, you won. So now I have, in the head off, I have four pickleballs here, all with a number written on it.
Okay.
You can come draw one, you get that money.
Really?
It's written on the pickleball.
Really?
Yeah. You won.
Okay, here I go.
You get the prize. Don't look in the hat.
I won't.
There are four numbers written on the pickleball.
Not looking.
Okay. Don't look at it yet. Don't go sit down in your chair.
These are big balls.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Don't look yet. And your pickleball should have a number on it. Take a look. What is the number?
But it has is that a zero?
Zero. You got a zero
ball.
Is
that a zero?
You got a zero ball.
Wait. Do they all have zero on it?
20.
What?
5. And another 20.
Dang.
And 1-0.
And I got the Ghostbuster sign.
You got the zero ball. Sorry, buddy. Hey, no, you won, but no money this time. A nice dollar. There he is. Eddie, everybody, our big winner.
I hate that game.
What?
That was terrible.
You lost. You're the one that drew the ball.
No, I won. I got $0.
You won an opportunity to win money, and you didn't win. Just because you're an adult, that does not mean you make good adult decisions. I think we can all agree on that. We talk about stupid stuff in the news all the time. Now, this is an adult who did this. An investigation's underway. Because a guy stopped and blocked a school bus full of kids, demanding to know the name and the address of the kid who flipped him off.
Ooh, that's interesting.
No, it's not. You don't stop the bus. You don't stop the bus and do that. It's also a kid.
But the kid also can't do that.
No.
Yeah, but you handle that separately. If you see it, you handle it. It's also just a finger gesture. Like, he blocked the bus.
Wow.
A guy, 55 years old, he called the sheriff's office saying, hey, I need to get my cattle across the road. I need you to help me with this because another guy blocked the bus and I blocked all the traffic because the kid flipped him off.
Wow. That is... See, yeah, the kid, whatever. Kids are going to be kids, but as the adult, there's something really going on with him that he can't, like, control. Just continue driving. He's going to let that affect him in such a way.
He says the student on board the bus flashed the hand gesture toward his wife and child and demanded the kid's information. He blocked the bus with about 20 kids. He wouldn't let him move until he got the name and the address. But can you imagine just standing there like, I ain't leaving?
Yeah.
I'll be here all day.
What about waiting until the kid gets off the bus?
Just chase the bus?
Yeah, just follow it. When the kid gets off, then you ask him.
That's wild. Other parents showed up to get their kids off the bus. They had to because the guy would move.
Oh, that's crazy.
At some point, he's the guy. He's got to be like, I shouldn't have done this.
Yeah.
But then you're not going to give up because you're just dug.
You're in there.
You're like, why did I do this? But then you got to commit outwardly. Here's the clip of the guy arguing with a mom outside of his truck.
No.
No, he's not. He says, I am.
Oh, my gosh.
How did the bus driver not get out and just whoop this dude?
All right.
Well, and his wife. Like, if I was his wife, I would be mortified. Like, this is not him standing up for me.
He's a kid. You know, I'm sure his wife and his daughter have seen things worse than a small hand of a kid come out and give him the middle finger.
Yeah. Hey, you know that kid was puckered, too, when he stopped the bus.
He's like, no, same thing.
Oh, no.
Guys, shh.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
the whole time.
Man, there's just some bus stories. I remember Lunchbox told a story about this bus driver. He got off the bus and got into a fight, or what was it? Like one of the, he took everybody off the bus.
Oh, no, no, no. We were having a paper fight. It was the last day of school. It was a sub bus driver. And he said, all right, no more paper fights. So we stopped. And I was getting off the bus, and there was a paper wad on the stairs of the bus. So I just kind of tossed it over my shoulder at the trash can, and he thought I was throwing it at him, and he jumped off the bus and slammed me against the fence.
So he stopped the bus?
Yeah, we were at a bus stop. I was getting off the bus.
Got it.
And he slammed me against the fence.
Wait, so he followed you down?
Like, he ran down after me and slammed me against the fence.
Did he open it? Because, you know,
because the door was already open. I was going down the stairs.
Got it. So you threw it. It's open already. You're going down.
Yeah, I was just tossing it over my shoulder at the trash can. He thought I was throwing it at him. He slams me against the fence. Aaron and Forrest, my boys, for years, sat there and did nothing. Luke the Juke Whaley, who I had just met that year, jumps on the bus driver's back.
Dude, that's crazy.
This is awesome.
And has the bus driver, and the bus driver takes us both back to school. Me and Luke the Juke Whaley on the last day of school. Maybe it was last week of school.
Did Luke not take him down?
No, I mean, I was in 7th grade. Luke was in 8th grade.
He couldn't take him down, though, like jumping on his back?
The bus driver didn't
jump in, like leg sweep him?
Like, he had me held up against the fence.
I can't believe he had you up against the fence.
And no, the school called my parents every day for a week, begging them not to sue. Begging my parents not to sue.
That's why you never got in trouble. Why didn't your parents sue?
I don't know, because my parents are idiots. I mean, and you speaking about this guy flicking people off, we used to, in middle school, we'd be driving in traffic on the way to school, and we'd wave at people, and they'd wave back, and then we'd, bop, drop an egg right on their hood.
What?
In traffic on moped. You took
eggs on the bus just to do that?
Yeah.
See, that's crazy.
And I probably would have stopped the bus. I ain't leaving until I get that egg thrower.
No, there was a couple times they followed us to school. They'd take that exit and come with us.
Were you nervous?
Oh, I'd be running off that bus. I was like, pop, pop, get out of my way. Get out of my way and run right into the middle school. No way they can catch us.
Luke the Juke.
Where's Luke the Juke now?
Had your back.
Luke the Juke Whaley's in Dallas. I have no idea what happened to him after 8th grade. And then I said his name one time on air, and his buddy hit me up, and then Luke hit me up. He lives in Dallas. Good old Luke the Juke Whaley, man.
You only met him. You only knew him barely.
My boys, Aaron and Forrest, let me down. I mean,
when your boys let you down, that sucks. One time I was playing golf.
Here we go. Here's this story again.
Well, it's not even that. It's just, it's not like I've been playing golf my whole life, but we were on this course and a ball comes. I used to work on a golf course, so you can't hit into people. It hurts. We had to wear helmets. People would get ripped up. These guys behind us were playing, and I'm in a cart with one of my friends, and they almost hit us with the ball, like over the top of us. And they've been doing it all day. And I turn around and I'm like, yo, you guys can't do this. And so I'm mad. And so I got my club and I get in the cart, me and the buddy, we drive back. And I'm not going to fight with them, but I'm going to say a couple things to them. And so we drive back to them. I'm like, you guys, I'm upset. I just saw two people get hit with golf balls. And so I'm like about to get beat up or about to beat somebody up with a golf club. And I look back and my boy's with me, got my back. He'd driven off without me. I'm left by myself, but like four dudes. I look back and I'm like, yeah, right. Oh God.
By yourself.
I was all by myself.
So did they stop doing it?
No, I just left. I had to run off because I don't want to get beat up by four dudes. I didn't have a Luke the Juke.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. I'm just surprised that, like, you didn't get beat up.
Me too, now that I think about it.
I think your boys would have gone back if you were getting beat up.
No, but I'd already been getting beat up.
So it wouldn't have been too late.
Okay. All right. Thank you, guys. Good morning, everybody. Glad you guys are here. Thank you. Thank you. Let's do the news. Thank you.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Season 6 of Black Mirror is coming in June. That is the greatest show in the whole world. It'll freak you out. It's predicted the future many times. It's been 4 years. I can't believe it's been 4 years since it's been out.
Did you say season 6, though?
Yeah.
Wow.
You ever watch it? Watch the White Bear episode.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I can't stop thinking about it. So Black Mirror will be returning to Netflix in June. Black Mirror will have new stars and stories. Season 6 will have Aaron Paul, John Hannah, Josh Hartnett. A lot of famous people want to be in this show now. It's been 4 years since the last season. Season 6 coming to Netflix in June from Superhero Hype. I also want to shout out the new culture of shows coming out in that they don't tell us a year ahead of time. They go, hey, in a month and a half, we'll be out. I like that because I hate when I hear 3 years from now, the Avengers follow-up is coming. Who knows if I'll be alive to even see that? And then I start thinking about death.
Oh, gosh.
And then I'm like, it just takes me down to a dark place. But June I can do.
Yeah, you're totally
I think I'll feel good about being alive in June.
In June, yeah.
Oh, don't jinx me, man. If If I die before June, it's
what?
Because,
okay.
We're going full Black Mirror right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. Crazy Town. Remember this song right here called Butterfly? Come, my lady. Come, my lady. That's the band, Crazy Town, right? Sugar, they had one song. Well, they're still trying to make it. They're playing shows, and there's a video of the singer and the other guy who sings a little bit fist fighting after a show, and it is beat down city in a hallway.
What?
So post-concert footage shows the two guys just whooping each other. One dude showed up late, like, as the show was almost over, and the other dude's like, whack, whack, hitting him, whack, whack, and they go outside by a car, whack, whack. It's crazy. I don't like watching this fight stuff, but it is awful. And so then one helps the other one up after he beats him up. Then he starts punching him.
Dang.
And all it did was remind me that song was real good back in the day. Come, my lady. Come, my lady. You're my butterfly. Sugar, baby. That's from Yahoo.
Have the Raging Idiots ever gotten in a fight?
Not on stage.
Mm-mm. I've almost left Eddie in cities before. Not in forever because everybody's on time now. But there have been times, like, if we had a show until, you know, 11, we get back in like 12, go to the hotel, but it's like we got a call at 5:30. We have a bus call. We got a car call to get to the airport. And it'd be 5:30 on the dot, and Eddie was nowhere to be found. So I'd be like, all right, I don't care if we're in New Orleans, go. Drive. We'd be driving. Eddie comes running off. Remember the show What's Happening when Rerun would chase the truck? Yeah. Eddie comes chasing the car. Wait! So, and then he'd be upset for a second. And I'd be like, well, we have all these other people. We owe it to them to be on time. But then no. And he hasn't been late, and I haven't been late.
We're good, man.
We're great.
Of course you haven't been late.
We're older.
Why is that a statement?
We're mature.
That's right.
No, we don't really fight.
How old are these dudes?
I don't know. Older than us. Their heads are tattooed, too. It's weird. Next up, a shocking road rage stat. The driver flipping the bird is most likely a woman. The last person that flipped me off was a woman.
Wow.
I didn't even honk at her. It was somebody beside me, and then she flipped me off. A study found that a woman... well, they have less patience for people who get in their way. The researchers also found that women move up the corporate ladder more likely when they also have road rage because they're just in people's faces, and that's also what it takes to be ruthless, cutthroat. Like, it's a negative, but it's also a positive in other places.
Amy, you should do that.
I mean, okay, I'm not.
Why are you flipping me off right now?
No.
You're not getting a raise right now? No, okay, I don't handle that.
I'm not ever going to flip somebody off when I'm driving. And then I will continue to be me.
Give them the thumbs down.
In my career.
Yeah, just stick your hand down and go.
You got to do the fart
because
noise.
Because that's more disappointing than it is angry. And you don't want to disappoint people.
Yeah.
That's from Women's Health. From Bloomberg, Apple is developing an AI health coach. It's AI everything. It's AI all the time right now. They've started. It's crazy how advanced it already is. So they're developing an AI coach to help people with exercise, sleep, and eating habits. Codenamed Quartz, this paid service, is expected to relay data from your Apple Watch to tailored plans and programs for you. It's set to be released sometime next year. And the Apple Watch is pretty good. I have one, but I told you my Aura Ring is, I think, better when it comes to measuring like sleep and heart stuff because it's right on my finger. What kind of heartbeat are you measuring from the back of your wrist? Really? I can't even feel my heart from the back of my wrist.
Well, they usually check your pulse under your wrist.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. I don't want to wear the watch upside down. I tried that to get a better reading. Everybody's like, why are you wearing your watch upside down, idiot? But this Aura Ring, which I don't have a subscription to. I think at some point they ask you to pay for something.
Oh, yeah.
I had to pay for the ring, and I guessed what my size was. My wife did. And I got it kind of right, but there's a lot of room there, huh? See all that room?
Yeah. That'll be good for when you get hot.
What do you mean?
Because your fingers expand. Out.
Remember?
Oh, when I sleep.
Yeah.
But this one's better at that. But it gives me a sleep score every day. And if I wake up and have a bad sleep score, like last night, I was not out late. I did a private thing in Fayetteville last night and I flew back home late last night. And so I didn't get a lot of sleep, but I woke up my sleep score. If it's bad, there's cognitive problems that I can absolutely associate with that bad sleep score. Where mostly I just let it rip and be like, man, I just wasn't feeling myself today. But I can now go, oh, I have a bad sleep score. I'm having problems connecting dots and thinking clearly. Sleep is super important. Sleep and water, man. That's why I didn't do any last night. The Flash shares the reason behind the delays. The Flash director. This is the movie, that guy that runs fast, Mike?
Yep.
They've been working 4 years on this thing, but I don't care about this. But the movie's out June 16th. But Scuba Steve has a movie 4 years in the making, or a TV show 4 years in the making himself. That for some reason he hasn't been able to, what, write, produce?
Actually, 10 years, a decade.
Oh, is it even relevant anymore?
It is very relevant.
Okay, is it called like the
So the
Oregon Trail.
My working title, and it got taken recently. It was called The Neighborhood.
Yeah, but that's been used by 100 people. You can still use that.
Okay. Well, that's not the official one, but that's just what I put in my notes.
Working title, The Neighborhood.
Yeah.
But are you going to share it right now?
I would not like to because it's been 10 years of no one doing it, so I want to continue keeping it that way.
Do you think it's because it's so groundbreaking or because it sucks? Because it's one of the two. Hold on.
I feel you.
It's one of the two. And it's a fine line between the two because stuff that's innovative, most people think sucks until they're like, oh, wow, this really is something.
So it's super dark, but it's very real, but very dark. And
it's called Black Window. the whole idea for Black Window. Yeah, go ahead.
No, it's just a really dark concept, but it's very realistic and it happens all the time. And if I keep talking, I'll end up telling you everything.
You do it? What's the deal? Why have you waited 10 years?
It's the problem is I just can't make time for myself to work on things for me. And
is that an excuse?
Not an excuse, it's reality.
No, that's an excuse.
Well, I mean, if I look at my schedule and my day. That's an
excuse. We are our priorities.
Yes, but
we are our priorities for sure. And if you wanted to carve out 15 minutes a day just to work a little bit, you could.
Yes.
Yeah.
But possibly.
It's not that important to you.
It's very important to me. I have a bunch of friends that are working on it with me, but we just never have got together to work on it. My children have become my priority now, and so that becomes...
I hear you. I swear to you, if you wanted to do it, you would do it.
I mean, I do want to do it.
Okay.
I mean,
do you think some of it's fear?
No, not fear at all.
Okay.
It really is trying
can
to find...
Can you read?
I can read.
That's where you find out.
Do what Bobby's saying and put it in your calendar 15 minutes.
It doesn't matter what it is. It could be this. It could be exercise. It could be hanging out with one of the kids, the one you like the least. It doesn't matter. Not you, Scoob, but just anybody.
Yeah.
We are our priorities. And if you really wanted to do it, you would find a way to do it. And you've had 10 years. You're telling me that you can't carve out 15 to 20 minutes a day. The thing is, it ain't a long time each day, but when you patch them all together, it ends up being a long time that you get to work on it.
I know. I guess I need to motivate myself to start doing that 15 minutes a day. Because when I do get those 15 minutes a day, it's usually a moment to do something with a family or do something decompress.
No, it's excuses. I hear excuses.
Okay,
buddy.
Yeah. It could be.
You're a very motivated guy. You're a very smart guy. I hear excuses, and if you want to do it, you should do it.
Maybe this is what I needed, the butt kicking from you.
It's not
to
butt
push.
Kicking. It's a butt kissing.
Butt kissing.
No, it's a soft love tap. It's a massage. Butt massage. Wait, no.
A love tap.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
That's weird.
What's today, April 27th?
Yeah.
Why don't you just do like a two-page like mini deck on it?
Okay.
Your ideas. I don't even know what it is. And all you have to do is work 15 minutes a day. You can take 15 minutes literally out of this show and walk to a room and do it. I'm good without you 15 minutes.
Okay. All right, cool. It's my anxiety, I guess, of being away from the things that I'm responsible for. But yes, I need to just do it.
Starting Monday, I'm going to make sure 15 minutes of every show, you go away and you work on this project.
Wow.
For a month.
Amazing. Okay.
That's awesome.
Does this make you an investor?
No, it makes me just somebody who doesn't want to hear an excuse. That's all. You can do it. Okay. You're a very smart guy. And if you, I think you should pursue this and, you know, kick in the nads and either make it work or don't.
Okay. All right.
And when you get it all done and you're doing your casting, I'm available.
Okay. Actually, it'd be a great. I have a part for you. So yes.
Okay. Let's do this.
You got 8 actors here apparently. Now. Everybody's an actor on the show all of a sudden. Yeah. All right, Scuba, go get it. All right. We'll start Monday with that.
All right.
Remember, you are your priorities. And 15 minutes a day doesn't seem like much, but I used to run. I used to do triathlons. I've done a couple. I hated running. I hate running now. I don't do it. But when I would have to run 10 miles, I couldn't run 10 miles. But what I could do is run to that tree, into that next tree, into that next tree. And before I knew it, I was 4 or 5 miles in. And I was like, well, only 5 miles left. Okay, to that next tree. Only 2 miles, I can do that straight up. Boom, I was done. I still hated it. I never want to do it again. But that's it. And Scuba, that tree. Every morning, 15 minutes. What if it's like a Matt Big Show?
Wow, that'd be cool.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Wow, and I die before June. It's like all the stuff in this segment comes true. And he thanks me, and it's real emotional. People say they don't jog because they run, and it makes them look stupid. See, my thing is not that I think I look stupid. I just hate it. It is a mental, and I feel like I'm mentally strong in a lot of ways. Like how Lunchbox runs with no music, just going for miles and miles. How Mike D runs. Mike D just did a marathon, 26 miles. Mike D will be on my Instagram story doing 18 miles randomly on a Saturday. It's crazy because you just got to find stuff for your brain to do. And I'm just sitting there going, I'm all over the place. And I start thinking, well, I could do this tomorrow. Then I'm like, I just hate it. I just hate this. I just hate this. That's all I do. I just hate this. My legs hurt. I hate it. So I don't run, but I don't look bad running, I don't think.
No, I don't think I do. Anybody here look weird?
I mean, you look... You're fine.
I feel like I jog very normally.
You do.
And I try to like have good posture, hold myself so tight.
You do?
Like not look too weird.
Good for you. That's from Wales Online. A TikToker got upset when she tried to pay for people's groceries at the store checkout and everybody turned her down.
Oh.
Turns out she was in a very wealthy neighborhood.
Whoops.
Oh. They didn't need it.
Yeah. They're like, this is an insult.
It doesn't work that way.
And finally, Harrison Ford will be de-aged for a 25-minute scene in Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Let's go to Movie Mike. Movie Mike, why is it controversial that Harrison Ford is being de-aged for a movie?
It's just people using this technology to make him look better. I think it works for him because they're putting him like back in time.
Mm-hmm.
But some people just use it to make him look younger. It's weird.
So it's just letting the big actors have more roles, even younger ones, that they... Is it taking jobs away from people?
Well, it's they can act forever because they can make them look younger.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do we care about Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny?
I do because it's the last one. Last time you're going to play Indiana Jones.
Haven't they said that a few times, though?
This is really the last time.
Yeah. It's like the Cowboy Rides Away tour. Okay. George Strait is like, The Cowboy Rides Away. Except I'm doing stadiums now. That's it. Variety. That's your news.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
I'm a quitter.
Why?
I just went through that whole thing. I'm a quitter. I'll tell you next.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm kind of a quitter. But there's some times in life you have to quit. That's not really something I say. That didn't go over well, that chapter in my last book. But I'm a quitter. And we'll talk about it next.
Movie Mike's Movie Report.
In theaters this weekend, Big George Foreman, the boxing biopic of world heavyweight champion George Foreman. It follows his story of stepping back into the ring and becoming the oldest heavyweight champion in boxing history at age 45. That's right, he didn't just make those little electric grills, he was a boxer. And don't forget, Guy Ritchie's The Covenant is also in theaters. It's a war movie starring Jake Gyllenhaal. I give it 3.5 out of 5. I'm Movie Mike, and that's your movie report.
Check out Movie Mike's Movie Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take 2 toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel in case. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. But here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff, because boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers, and join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is a voicemail from Gina in Newfoundland, Canada.
I love all you guys. I love listening to your great contests and your spinning the wheels, and I think you guys are awesome. Anyway, you guys have a great day, and once again, I love listening to you guys. Yeah!
Yeah! Thank you, and you can listen to our podcast. Let's say you turn us on right now live, and you're like, dang, I wanted to hear something earlier, or I'm bored. Check out our podcast. It's up there every single day. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe to it. It's up there every single day with new stuff. If you like us, I think you'll like that. I go yesterday and had a private event type thing. And I get a call from the University of Arkansas that I love. It's my wife and my dogs and the Razorbacks, right? That's it. And not always in that order. So they say, hey, will you come and host our athletic awards banquet? And I'm like, sure, I'd love to. And I said, we'll pay you whatever your rate is. And I say, don't worry about paying me. But if it's a Thursday or a Wednesday night, last time it was Wednesday, I can't get there and back the same day. I get the radio show to do, and then I got to be back for Thursday's radio show. I said, so then there are no nonstop flights. So they're like, okay, cool. So they send the university plane to pick me up, which is
awesome. Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, it's on my Instagram. You see it, the big hog behind me. And so they go, they pick me up, and I worked for a couple weeks writing jokes for like the intro part of this. And my process is I'll write the jokes, and then when I think they're funny, I'll send them over to Mike D, and Mike D will like go, this could be funnier. Then he writes some new jokes, and then we have it all, the whole bunch. And so I had like probably like 30 jokes. I felt pretty confident in them. And I was playfully roasting a lot of the coaches, not in a roasty roast, but like playful way. And I had all these jokes written about everybody. I felt pretty good. I've like practiced them, had all on cue cards, and I was in my suit and this red suit, feeling pretty good. And so I get to the venue last night, and it's supposed to start at like 7:30, and they show a video. They didn't announce I was hosting it. I didn't say anything about it because it's supposed to be a surprise. And they show a video, and I walk out, and I'm like, hey, everybody. Well, everybody, it was all college kids for the most part, and they had just started serving food. And I did like one joke, and like the music, the DJ was still playing music behind me. And I did a joke, and like nobody even heard me tell the joke. I was just like, wow. So I did half of one more, and I was like, read the room, bro. And so I just said, no jokes.
Oh,
no.
Walked
over and started them. Yeah. So I don't feel like I quit as much as I read the room and pivoted, because they would, if I just sat up there and did 15 minutes of jokes, they weren't listening to anything. They were eating. They were college kids.
Yeah.
And so what I did is after the show, and I'll post this on Instagram today, I did all the jokes in the dressing room by myself. And I'm just going to post them.
Dang, dude.
Hey, so yeah, they're not going to waste.
But they're so inside. Like, we'd worked so hard on... So I had all these... not only that. It gets worse. And for me, because I was the idiot. But so I had all these jokes. I was like, talking about Coach Musselman, he takes his shirt off, you know. And I was like, Coach Musselman, please don't take your shirt off tonight. We don't have a permit for adult entertainment. You know, so I had stuff like that.
That's good.
I was really just, you know, being playful, being funny. So... Read the room. Nobody cared. So I said, okay, cool. Put the cards down, went to the podium, started the deal. All right, award for best newcomer of the year, best comeback, whatever. There were envelopes, and the one that was on top, the first award I just grabbed and opened and read it. It was the wrong person, wrong award. So I was like,
no.
What?
Yeah, I said, sorry, I just Steve Harvey'd you guys. I read somebody who was getting an award later. I literally just grabbed the top envelope. And it's in the end, it's on me.
Yeah.
But I was a little flustered because I was like, man, I worked so hard on those jokes. And I just had to go, you know what? I don't want to sit up here and make everybody miserable because nobody cares. At least I had them. And then I read the wrong award.
Did you have to do a Steve Harvey apology?
I'd said, well, the person who... Well, two things. It was a double award. It was like male and female comeback of the year, but it was just four. It was like two names. I thought it was like Mary-Kate, Ashley Olsen. It was like da-da-da-da-da-da. I put them all together. But it was two people. Huh. And not only that, it wasn't the right award. And so I said, I'm really sorry. Let's act like later when I called this other award out that you don't know you won.
Act surprised.
Yeah. So it was a whole thing last night. It was awesome. So, well, what I did too, I went to some of the coaches, and a lot of them left right after. But I went and said hi to Coach Musk, basketball coach, his wife. I talked to Coach Dyfel, the softball coach, just a few of them. They were there, but I went up to them and did their joke to them.
What?
Individually. I just felt like I did all this work and I didn't get
course.
To. So I did my joke individually and then gave them the joke card that I wrote it on.
Did That's you explain, funny. Like, hey, I had this, I didn't get to do it here? Or did you just...
I just don't think anybody cared.
Mm-hmm. So you just did it.
It was just for me.
No explanation, just did the joke.
You don't want it to go to waste. I get that.
No, I get it.
Like Jordan Weaver, she won a gold medal, gymnast for the United States. She's the gymnastics coach there. And so I had this joke. I was like, she's whatever. She she's won a gold medal, and I have 947 Chick-fil-A points. It was just like a comparison type thing. And so I gave it to her. And then I realized later that I misspelled her name on the card.
Oh, no.
Now she has that. It was just one fail after another. But then I got back home like 11:30 or so last night.
So do you think you're going to get invited back?
I don't think I did a bad job. Well, I did read the wrong card.
There was that.
I think that I overprepared, and then I am proud of myself for not just grinding through all the jokes when nobody cared. But it was, I just worked. I worked hard on them. But I'll put them up on my Instagram today, and you won't get half of them because they're so inside, but I'm not letting them go to waste. Mr. Bobby Bones on my Instagram. But it was all, I mean, I really have a great time doing that, and I would do it again, and I did it for free. So that's what's up.
And you got to ride on that plane.
Yeah, they sent it. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
It
has,
yeah. Yeah, I saw. I got the hot. So that's what, who uses that?
Athletics. Mm. Yeah, like if they're recruiting players or whatever.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I felt like I was, you know, maybe going
to
play on the team.
You're about to commit.
Yeah. I know what's coming.
About to sign.
So yeah, that was my evening last night. What about you? What'd you do? Anything?
No, I went to bed early and I washed my hair. That was my big thing for the night. I actually was going to do some online shopping with Caitlin because she said you were gone. And then we both texted each other and we're like, hey, I think I kind of want to go to bed early and wash my hair. And she was like, I love a friendship that can just like cancel something last minute and not be a big deal and there's no drama.
I need to shop. I'm supposed to go to the ACMs.
Yes.
It's not next week. It's the week after that. They're going to announce at some point I'm part of the Amazon broadcast, which I'm not supposed to say this, I guess, but I am. And I don't have any clothes yet. I'm just going to wear something from my closet. And apparently that's like, that's what I was going to do. I was going to wear the same stuff I wore to the Grammys. I was going to be like, this jacket costs so much. I need to wear it again to a different award show.
Yeah.
I'd have to pay for it. Don't get me wrong. They paid, when I did it on E, they paid for the jacket. But I was like, I'm just going to wear it again. This thing costs too much to not wear again. And then I was told by certain people, everything's not a bit.
Oh. Got it.
Because
Was that Caitlin?
No. But some, you know, I have a circle of folks. I'm like, hey, dude, everything's not a joke or a bit. You don't have to. And I'm like, no, they're like, you didn't pay for the jacket. Who cares? But I always think, it was like Eddie and I wanted to go to CMAs as Brooks and Dunn.
Oh, my God, that would have been hilarious.
Because they said we could. They said, we don't have to go. You go as us, dress as us, stay in character as us the whole time. And then if we win, you go accept the award for us. And I was told then, everything's not a bit. Life is not a bit.
Ugh. No fun.
I feel like life's a bit a lot of the time. Life's a bit. You learn as you go.
Hey, I like that.
Exactly. So I got to figure out what I'm wearing. But they're not giving me any direction on like, because I'm not hosting. That's Garth and Dolly. But I'm kind of right under their level. So, but do I wear a suit if I'm not the host?
Yeah. I say so.
Or do I wear like fishnet stockings?
No. Oh, go hard.
Okay. No.
Really different.
And then right after that, I have I Heart Country.
That's what I wanted to shop for last night because I have no idea. I ordered a denim dress and it came in and I was like, this doesn't, it, like nothing about it fit. Nothing.
Also, nobody cares. You know, really, no one cares.
I could probably find something.
I wear shorts and a cutoff and nobody would care.
Ooh, do it.
I would love to. I asked if I could do it. I literally asked.
And
I was told
they say?
No chance whatsoever.
Because life's not a bit.
Life, yeah, right. It's not a bit. So I get told all the time. Everything's not a bit. Mm-hmm. You guys can call us if you want. 877-77 Bobby. Thank you. And we'll come back in a second. And apparently people are making fun of Eddie and it's my fault. And I didn't know that. So we will get to that. And tomorrow, Nate Smith performing with his full band on the show. Okay, hold on 1 second. A Delta flight made an emergency descent last summer. Leaky bathrooms jammed the plane's controls.
What?
Leaky bathrooms shut down the autopilot.
What?
How do leaky bathrooms get all the way up there to the front of the plane?
Well, there's
how does it drip that far?
There's a bathroom up front.
How does that drip into the system?
Pipes, man.
I don't like it.
That's what I picture, like water boiling over into the like pipes of the computer.
Wow.
It landed safely. No one was injured. Leaking from the bathrooms. That's wild.
Well, the autopilot just means that they have to fly the plane the whole time,
right?
But
this pilot's like, how do we do this? We haven't done this in years. So it left pilots with limited control of the aircraft.
That's crazy.
And no autopilot. So it took all of the computer flying it, and then what do we mean limited control? What does that mean exactly? How limited? You're telling me a leak can make it limited?
Right, because you'd think autopilot, you still have complete control of the plane even though you don't have autopilot.
The toilet was leaking in one bathroom, and the filter under the sink was leaking in another. Crew members restricted bathroom use, tried to clean up as much water as they could. I'm surprised a leak could do that. It could take the whole plane down, basically.
Hmm.
After talking With dispatch and maintenance control, the pilots were given permission to descend 9,000 feet where the ice could melt back into water. They're having to melt.
That's crazy.
The ice could melt back. Okay. So the water that was leaking started to freeze the higher they got?
Sounds like it, because that makes sense.
Yeah,
it's colder.
It's really cold up there.
Yep.
The NTSB said the incident was likely due to human error, with workers not closing the drain mast heater circuit breakers during maintenance. What do I always say? Always close the drain mast circuit heater before off the ground.
What I was thinking.
I'm just so surprised a leaky bathroom could limit how pilots can fly the plane.
That's it. No bathroom up front. Take it out.
Oof.
No, how about I just
two in the back.
Triple check your... Yeah,
that's great.
I like it. Two in the back. Not one up front, two in the back. I agree.
Just to check it.
Yes. Look, I apparently messed up. Eddie, what are people saying to you? Why are they making fun of you up here?
Apparently, you posted a video on your Instagram of me bench pressing, but what you didn't say was this is the end of the workout. So, like, we took off all the weight.
Who's making fun of you, first of all? I want to know names.
The back room.
Give me names.
I'll just say the back room.
Raymundo?
No, he's not part of it.
He's in the back room, though. Scuba Steve?
The back one.
Oh. Kickoff Kevin?
Kickoff Kevin.
This is what happened. Eddie was crushing it. And he had on... This is the bar, which is 45, and the 25 is on each side. So it's 95 pounds. But he did 26 reps, and it was the very last set.
Wow, 26.
Yeah.
Hey, I had already done like 150, you know, bro?
Yeah, he had done, so he was doing. And I just did a video celebrating Eddie's hard work. That's all it was. And then they want to make fun of him.
It's crazy, dude. They're, oh, hey, a lot of weight you're benching there.
But so it's not a lot? Because, I mean, I just do the bar.
Well, I don't think you comparing yourself to Eddie. Would
I'm strong. You know what I'm saying?
But he did 26 of 95 pounds. Yeah. Who was it? Just Kevin or who else?
Kevin and Pitts.
Why are you asking names?
Because I want to know who's making fun of him. Because if it's people that...
Hey, maybe Lauren.
Yeah. It's like if people criticize me for this job or not being funny. Like to say, unless you're also in the arena doing it, I don't want to hear from you. Because you don't know what it's like to do it.
Yeah,
you can sit out, you can sit in the seats all you want and criticize, but that don't mean anything to me because you have no idea what's going on.
That's right.
So you're saying if they're not benching.
If they're not working, but Kevin is though. So.
Yeah, Kevin's all ripped.
I should have just put some context on it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Eddie. I was just kind of celebrating the hard work you're putting in.
And it was the end, so I was like struggling, like, with like 95.
A normal like set or whatever. Like,
there's no such thing as normal when it comes to strength. Or it's like running. Isn't it normal to run 3 miles?
No. Okay, sorry. What I have been accustomed to in the past is like, or hearing a lot in the gym is like 3 sets of 12, right?
So but 12 he did all reps. Those.
I know. So like, but they were just assuming he was just doing like 10.
They really. Should have assumed nothing and just shut their holes.
That's what I'd like.
Because you don't ever make fun of somebody for working. Mm-mm. The guy's come a long way.
Mm-hmm. Bro, I got biceps.
He literally
crazy.
He's putting muscle on.
Amy,
for the first
look at
time.
This. I have biceps.
He works hard.
I see.
Do you see the arc?
If you want to make fun of him, come make fun of me. That's what I say.
Dude, I've never had biceps in my life. Like, it's crazy.
You've had them, they just haven't been
exposed.
I'm not saying that. I just like this big. Raymundo, what would you say to people making fun of Eddie? You're a former recreational bodybuilder.
Yeah, I mean, kind of am now too, but I just
turned it out. No, you're not.
It's not worth it to hurt your back and shoulder, so I do light, but I do bench 225. Not bragging or anything like that, but then also with Eddie, I mean, honestly, when Baser goes to the gym, I do the same weight for her. I throw the 25s on the end, so.
Okay.
But I mean, he'd already done 3 heavy sets.
I get it.
And then he did 26 reps of 95.
Now so he had removed heavier weight?
Yeah. The other sets were much heavier. Hmm.
I would have rather had a video of that. You know what I mean?
I wasn't thinking about it. I was just shooting you. My apologies. That's on me, buddy.
Nah, you're good, dude.
That's on me. But if you want to talk bad about somebody, about what their job is, how they're doing, unless you're doing the job too, I got no use for you. So I'm sorry. That's all. It'd be like criticizing Mike for running.
You only did
8 minute 30 second miles. Dang, loser.
So Eddie, that ends up being 154 pounds. That's not bad. Just because it's because you did so many reps of it.
Right.
Yeah. That's
26.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also it was after he had... It doesn't matter. I'm playing a song.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from New York City. A man walked up to a roadside stand, said, "Give me all your money." And they gave him his money. He ran away. Police come. They're like, "Where'd this guy go?" And he runs, disappears into a building. Then they get the helicopter out. And there he is on top of the building trying to act like he's a solar panel.
So he's just laying on the roof?
Yeah, there was a bunch of solar panels up there, and he was dressed in all black. They were all silver, and he tried to lay, like, in the row like he was a solar panel. And they were like, "Oh, now we see him."
Man, I like it.
It's a good thought.
I'm out.
He was giving off heat.
He does stick out like a sore thumb, though.
Are you looking at the picture?
You can see the picture.
Yeah, you almost got to look like a solar panel, wear like a silver, shiny, reflective something. Or if you're going to wear black, you have to be black, like probably in the middle of the solar panels.
Yeah.
But at the same time, why not just hide in the building? Because what's he going
to
do?
Yeah, you got all the way up to the roof. Yeah. Like, why would you go up to the roof?
Unless he was trying to escape, like jump off across or something. And he's like, boy. Oh, crap, here comes a helicopter.
Right.
Be a panel.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Morgan, why do you think Lunchbox is going to be upset with you?
Oh, well, I made it on the news.
Oh, no.
Wow. For what?
That's so funny. If for some reason you just stumbled across this show... It's been years long. Lunchbox's dream is to make the local news and it be about him. Or it be like his name and he gets to do one of those where he's just standing there talking. It's just his face and he's like, well, this is what happened. This is what I saw. This is what I did. It's his dream. And everybody else keeps making the news. Morgan, what happened where you made the news?
So I was going to the gym and I just got stopped in the parking lot by a news anchor. And he was like, hey, there's been a lot of crime going on. People are getting their cars stolen. You know, how do you feel about this? Are you okay being on the news and talking about it? I was like, well, yeah. I didn't even care about the news story. I was like, I can do this and say I did it before Lunchbox.
Any reaction?
It's just gross. I mean, did you actually make the news?
I did. It's in a news story. People were messaging me about it.
Because I was going to say, you know, sometimes they interview you and then you don't make it. So maybe she got cut. She's stupid. Like, I go a lot of places and they never ask me about crime in the parking lot.
They think you're the guy robbing cars. They're like, that guy, we don't want to talk to him. Morgan, congratulations.
Thank you.
It's a big deal. Yeah. And what did they have you listed as? Morgan 2?
No, it just said Morgan Hulsman, but they spelled my last name wrong. He didn't even, like, ask.
Usually they go, what's your name and spell
that's
it.
That's right.
So they don't mess that up.
And then, did you say from the Bobby Bones Show on the bottom?
Yeah, I told them I worked for the radio show, but he didn't seem to care.
Yeah, so they don't put what job you work at when they're talking to
I'm
you.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, they don't say, hey, this is Morgan. She works at Regions Bank. You know, that's not a...
Her name should have been Morgan Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, I tried.
That would have also been weird. Yeah. Well, good job, Morgan. Congratulations.
I hate you.
Thank you.
Whoa.
Like, it's just so dumb.
What did you say?
I hate her. Like, all the good Samaritan stuff I've done, the 911 calls, the turning in things, and nothing.
Okay, can we shift your perspective a little bit? Instead of hating on Morgan for this, why don't you look at it as, wow, if it's happening to Morgan, it can happen to me.
Because I've done a lot of things, and all she did was walk from her car to the gym.
Okay, well.
I mean, come on.
You've been pretty lucky in life, too, though.
Mm-hmm.
Name one.
This job.
That's called hard work.
Here we go.
Okay. Amy has a new episode today of Four Things, Amy Brown.
Yes.
Yes. What is it?
Oh, it's a OG Four Things style. So
it's an original gangsta?
Totally different things. But we talk about stopping procrastination, being proactive with your health, knowing your worth, and then a Haiti update, which is kind of devastating. Haiti's near and dear to my heart. And if y'all could just be praying for Haiti, that would be great.
It's an original gangsta episode.
OG.
Of Four Things. Yes.
Yeah, four totally different things.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like four tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much. Because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.